Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días. Me llamo Lizzie.
Edwin here. Newbie series, lesson number 16. Wow, it's hot out. Hi there. My name's Edwin.
I am Lizzie, and we'd like to welcome you to the 16th lesson of the newbie series in SpanishPod 101, where we study conversation and comprehension, vocabulary, usage, grammar. Anything else?
Isn't that enough?
We'll also show you how these actually apply in the Spanish of Latin America and Spain.
So brush up on that Spanish that you started learning long ago, or start learning now.
And join us for this lesson of SpanishPod 101.
Thanks for being here with us for this lesson. Nice to be here with you again, Lizzie.
El placer es mío, Edwin. It's my pleasure.
So, Lizzie, what's today's topic?
Well, today we're going to be looking at hot weather expressions, and we're also going to continue studying the verb hacer.
Ah, that sounds good. We're really having a wonderful summer down here in Lima, aren't we?
Ah, it's great. I just got back from the beach.
Aren't the beaches down here just great? Did you get a chance to enjoy some of the seafood?
Pero claro, but of course.
What did you have?
I had choritos a la chalaca. They were riquísimos.
Sounds good. Lizzie, I bet many of our listeners don't know what these are. Why don't you let them in?
Ah, these are mussels that are chopped into little pieces with a red onion, chili pepper and garlic, and then fresh lime juice is added, and they're put back in the shell.
Sounds really good.
It doesn't get fresher than that.
Okay, back to the lesson. Where does today's conversation take place?
It takes place in Arica, Chile.
That's in the Atacama Desert of northern Chile, right?
Yeah, it's so hot there. You won't believe it. So there, Rodrigo and Angela talk about the blistering heat.
Now, before we jump in, I just want to encourage everyone to check out the line-by-line audio transcripts in the Learning Center, where you can record your own voice and then compare it to the voices from today's lesson.
That's such a good way to practice. All right, are we ready?
Let's get into today's conversation.
Caramba, hace calor.
Sí, hace mucho sol.
La playa está llena.
Tú estás muy bronceada.
Todos estamos muy bronceados.
Once again, slowly.
Una vez más, esta vez lentamente.
Caramba, hace calor.
Sí, hace mucho sol.
La playa está llena.
Tú estás muy bronceada.
Todos estamos muy bronceados.
This time with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
Caramba. Hace calor.
Wow, it's hot out.
Sí, hace mucho sol.
Yeah, it's really sunny.
La playa está llena.
The beach is full.
Tú estás muy bronceada.
You're really tanned.
Todos estamos muy bronceados.
We're all really tanned.
So, Lizzie, it sounds like it's pretty hot down there in Arica. Do you think it's as hot down there as it is up here?
Oh, I think it probably is, Edwin.
Wow, that's hard to believe. I mean, for me, it's hard to get used to the heat here in Lima.
Claro. Para muchos, les cuesta acostumbrarse al calor de Lima. I mean, it's hard for many people to get used to the heat in Lima.
You know, I think part of it has to do with the fact that it's such an expansive city.
Yeah, I think you're right. It just kind of absorbs this blazing equatorial sun.
So, Lizzie, do you enjoy the heat or do you prefer the cooler winter weather?
You know, I like the sun, but I really love the cooler winter weather. Because I feel better, I can do my things more quickly.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way here in Lima.
Mm-hmm.
Now we will take a look at the vocabulary and phrases for this lesson. First word.
Caramba.
Wow.
Caramba. Caramba.
Next word.
Calor.
Hot. Heat.
Calor. Calor.
Next word.
Sol.
Sunny. Sun.
Sol. Sol.
Next word.
Playa.
Beach. Coastline.
Playa. Playa.
Next word.
Bronceado. Bronceada.
Tanned. Tan.
Bronceado. Bronceada. Bronceado. Bronceada.
Next word.
Todo. Toda.
All. Every. Everyone. Completely. Whole.
Todo. Toda. Todo. Toda.
So, Lizzie, this word caramba, I hear it sometimes, but I'm not exactly sure how it's supposed to be used.
Well, there are basically two different ways to use it.
Yeah, and what are they?
Well, first, we use it to show a positive surprise. For example, if you tell me that you just bought a new car, I can say, caramba, qué bueno.
I see. So how would you translate this?
Maybe like, wow, that's great.
I see. And what's the second way?
The second way is when something's a big letdown. For example, if we have plans to go out tonight and just before we're supposed to meet, you call me to cancel, I could say, caramba, ¿y por qué?
Okay, so when you use it this way, the meaning must change, right?
Yeah, in this case, I would translate it as something like, shoot, why? Now, let's have a look at the usage for some of the words.
All right, sounds good. Which one should we start off with?
Let's look at calor.
Good one. Lizzie, how about an example?
Hace mucho calor.
It's really hot out.
So the word calor in this example means hot, but you know, it has another meaning too.
Yeah, what's the other meaning?
It also means heat. The thing is, when we use it in this expression, hace calor or hace mucho calor, then it means it's hot out or it's really hot out.
Okay, I think I get it. But we see this verb hacer here. What's going on with that?
Well, let me ask you, what does the verb hacer mean?
Usually it means to make or to do, right?
Right, but here we have a set phrase. Many weather expressions use the verb hacer in the third person singular. In this case, that means hace.
So we're literally saying it makes heat.
Ah, yeah. It sounds funny if you translate it literally. I guess that's what it would be. But this is how we say it's hot out. Hace calor.
All right, got it. Should we move on?
Let's.
Which one's next?
The next word we're going to look at today is sol.
Lizzie, how about an example with sol?
Hace mucho sol.
It's really sunny.
Now, the sol is a noun, and it means sun, as in the sun in the sky.
Now, Lizzie, here we see a similar construction as the last example, no?
Yeah, again, we're using the verb hacer to express the weather. This time we say hace sol, it's sunny, or hace mucho sol, if we want to emphasize this and say it's really sunny.
So we say hace calor when we want to say it's hot out, and hace sol in order to say it's sunny out. Is that right?
You got it.
You know, Lizzie, I feel like I've heard another word that means sunny. I think it was soleado.
Good observation, Edwin. The word soleado or soleada is an adjective and this one literally means sunny. So we could say es un día soleado and this means it's a sunny day.
Ah, that's it. Now it'll be easier for me to use that one. I've been wondering about it.
Well, Edwin, this is the place to ask.
Gracias, Lizzie. So shall we move on?
Sounds like a plan.
Which shall we look at next?
How about playa?
You got it. Let's have an example to understand better.
Me gusta la playa.
The beach is pleasing to me.
Right. We could also translate this as I like the beach.
I just wanted to translate it as it is pleasing to me because we're using the verb gustar here.
Yeah, it's a good idea to do that in order to remember that with the verb gustar, things are pleasing to us. I mean, that's how we form sentences with that verb.
So back to the word playa.
Right. So we can see that the word playa means beach.
Can it mean anything else?
Yep, it can also mean coastline in a more general sense.
I see. So the word playa means either beach or coastline.
Así es. That's right. Hey, Edwin, vamos a la playa. Let's go to the beach.
Well, Lizzie, I'd love to, but we should probably finish up today's vocabulary first, don't you think?
You're right. I mean, even though I just returned from the beach, I can't wait to go back.
Yeah, it's really relaxing. All right, Lizzie, let's look at one more word.
Okay, to finish up, let's look at the word bronceado.
Lizzie, how about an example?
El chico está bronceado.
The boy is tanned. Sounds like you've really got your sights set on the beach today.
I guess I do.
So this word, bronceado, what kind of word is it?
Well, it's an adjective. I mean, in this case, it's an adjective and it means tan.
Hold on. You say in this case. In other cases, it's a different kind of word?
Yeah, other times it can be a past participle. But let's hold off on that topic, since it's pretty involved.
Okay. So here, what do we need to remember?
All we need to keep in mind is that bronceado, as an adjective, will change its form according to the noun it modifies.
Okay, so basically it's just the same rule that we've talked about for the majority of the other adjectives, right?
Yep. So we say, el chico está bronceado. The boy is tanned. And la chica está bronceada. The girl is tanned.
That's not so hard.
So Edwin, I wanted to ask you, do you ever have a problem with the sun here in Lima? I mean, I know it can be pretty intense for people with fair skin.
Well, let's just say I've learned to respect it. Why do you ask?
Well, some friends of mine came to visit from New York not too long ago, and we went for a walk around noon. And do you know what happened?
No, what?
They got sunburned through their t-shirts.
Caramba!
Hey, good use of the word, but it was amazing.
Well, if they're coming from New York, you know, they're coming from winter and going into an equatorial summer in just a matter of hours.
I felt so bad for them. Pobrecitos camarones.
That's funny, Lizzie. Why don't you translate that for us? This is a funny way to talk about someone that gets sunburned.
Poor little shrimps. Let's take a closer look at the grammar used in this lesson.
Ah, and I thought you were in a hurry to go to the beach.
Well, I was. But all of this talk about the Spanish language makes me want to explain a few more things before I go.
All right, so where did we leave off last time?
Well, in newbie lesson 15, we looked at cold weather expressions with the verb hacer.
That's right, like hace frío, it's cold out.
You got it. Today we're going to build on what we learned and look at hot weather expressions with the verb hacer.
Sounds like a plan, Lizzie. Why don't we go back to where this came up in the conversation?
Caramba, hace calor.
Wow, it's hot out.
So we can see that hace calor means it's hot out.
Right. Wow, these expressions are really similar. I mean, hace frío, which means it's cold out, and now hace calor, it's hot out.
Yep. Now, Edwin, can we take this expression and translate it word for word?
Well, we can, but it wouldn't make much sense.
Right. If we were to translate the phrase hace calor literally, we could get it makes heat. Again, notice that calor means both heat and hot. But the phrase hace calor is what we call idiomatic.
Right, and that means that we can't add up the words to get the meaning.
That's one way to put it. We can also say that an idiomatic expression is just a set phrase or a predetermined way of saying something.
I see what you're saying. It has to be understood as a whole. Lizzie, let's look at another one of these expressions.
Hace mucho sol.
It's really sunny.
So Edwin, in this case, if we translated the expression literally, what would it mean?
Well, according to what we just said, it would mean it makes sun.
Right, but we understand this is an idiomatic phrase. We see that it means it's really sunny out.
And I also see that all we need to do is put mucho in between hace and sol in order to emphasize this.
Good observation. So we say hace mucho sol.
It's really sunny out. So then, Lizzie, how would you say it's really hot out?
Hace mucho calor. It's as easy as that.
You know, weather expressions can appear a little tricky, but once you learn to recognize the set phrases that they use, they really aren't that difficult at all.
So, Edwin, now can we go to the beach?
Sure, Lizzie. Which one's your favorite?
My favorite one is Asia Beach.
Sure, we can go there. Can I take my surfboard?
Sure. All right, this is as far as we'll go today.
Be sure to look for regional series lessons referencing this newbie lesson for a deeper understanding of the content we've just covered.
That's such a cool way to learn about the diversity of the Spanish language.
Yeah, we have the Iberian series, the Peruvian series, the Costa Rican series, and the Mexican series.
Basically, we bring the Spanish-speaking world to you.
All right. Thanks for listening, and have a good one.
Gracias por acompañarnos y que les vaya bien.